What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that asks the question, can't somebody get these beggars out of here? My name's Terry.
Oh, my name is Andy.
Andy, how bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you too?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Now, you may have inferred from that little opening salvo, I've quoted...
Yeah, what is that?
The meme that's all over the internet.
It
from
is.
From the hit movie, The Odyssey.
Oh, is it?
It's Robert Pattinson.
Or Pats, with a Z.
Yeah. Now, which I will be talking about.
That's I want to hear about
at length.
Although I will say about that meme, normally I'm all over when a new meme comes
it's
in
everywhere.
And you can use it on various things, and I love it. The last week it was the Messi one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Messi De Niro. Like.
Yeah, I have to admit, I get nothing from get these beggars out of here. And I see everyone using it, and I see some of them going mad.
It certainly helps to have seen the movie.
Does it though? Yeah. Or is the whole point of the meme that it's like, it's on its own little...
I mean, it is. I find it hilarious both ways, but...
But I just find
great
that there's nothing for me. I don't know.
Like, no, the one I sent you, it was like, you open a pack of smokes on a night out
that
in
is
front
true.
Of a bunch of non-smokers.
That is true. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. And I like that you're just hitting with a joke that even is not even your world.
Yeah, exactly.
Smoker's world. It's not even your world. Just for the love of the game.
Just for the love of the game. How have you been?
I've been well. Apologies, by the way, folks, for not having an episode last week. Chalk that one on to me. That's my fault.
So that's
20-4? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
No worries.
But
nobody's keeping score at home.
No, well, she is. Am I right, fellas? But no, seriously. No, things have been good.
Ni ho ma. Another one I sent you. Guys,
is it Chinese?
Chinese Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, yeah.
And it's this guy, and like he's doing a stand-up set.
It was good.
I thought it was incredible. The first one I sent you was him doing both parts.
Yeah, 4 minutes, but
It's him doing a scene from Good Will Hunting, doing Robin Williams and Stellan Skarsgård. Just turning his face, doing...
Yeah, it was good.
Fucking class.
It was very good.
But the next one I said was him doing a stand-up set of Chinese Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, maybe I missed that one.
And it's there
was a period of a few days now where you sent me quite a few. And I know you don't get the notifications on Twitter when I send you mine.
I
can't tell you how demoralizing it is that when you don't laugh at my thing, but you've three things waiting for me to watch.
Okay? I send them and then I go in. I'm like,
oh shit.
Oh, no. I never check me messages.
He's not going to give me the reaction I need from these.
I don't know what is going on with Twitter. I started getting...
It's some weird chat thing. You need a passcode or something.
I started getting push notifications from, like, Fabrizio Romano. I'm like, what? What's this shit? Or, like, Carl Anka, who's, like, a Man United guy. It was, like, just appeared. I was, like, notification on Twitter. It was, like, come home, Welbeck. I'm like, what?
Why am I seeing this in my everyday?
Excuse me?
I haven't decided to go into the cesspit. Wait till I go in the cesspit before you give me the cess news.
I'm clicking on that giant X, all right? But I understand. Once I dip my toe in the pool, that is shit, then fine.
As someone described, and to tie it back to your beggar's joke, opening Twitter is like smoking a cigarette.
Mm.
That's the way, like, you know you shouldn't. But sometimes it's just like, that's good. That'll do it.
It'll do it. Never leaving this app.
No, it's too good. I tried Blue Sky. It's too boring.
It's boring. Yeah.
But I have to say, like the Twitter auto-scroll feature, which I still don't really like, it just takes me to street fights now. Just street fights.
Can
that's
we talk
all.
About your algorithms? Have you got this on here?
Yeah.
Andy's ads. And like your algorithms. Are you okay?
I mean, I'm fine.
You sure? You sent me one.
This is the sort of shit...
Disturbing.
...that I am getting. So, I've obviously fallen into the category of, well, for over a year now, males over 40.
Losers.
Yeah, if you will. You're 40, right?
I sure am.
Okay, great.
I'm not getting these messages, let me tell you.
And I'm getting,
maybe give it a year.
I'm getting so many, and they're all AI. They're all AI slop. I posted some on my thing of like two women in a wedding dress, and then there was a men's one. But like this one takes the cake, right? And is, I don't know what's worse, that they know exactly the format to reach me at, like pop punk banger. And it's,
well,
and
that's what I was thinking. I was like, the soundtrack they've chosen is quite specific.
And now it's all to do with like losing your erection. But let me just play a sample of this. And it's all done corner. By that like chill dog, you know, with the hands in his pockets cartoon. Like, all right, listen to this.
That's me. When you masturbate with a soft erection, your penile tissue becomes a scar like fiber that goes numb. That's why you need a death grip just to feel anything. Grip too tight, you strike too fast to finish in under 5 minutes. No, you've been doing it this way since you were a teenager. Maybe 3, 4, 5 times a week. And you never once thought it could cause actual physical damage. It did. Every time you finish with a crushing grip and rapid speed, you're applying excessive friction and pressure to the soft tissue inside your shaft. This tissue, the spongy blood holding structure that makes your erection hard.
Oh, hang on, wait, the best bit's coming up. Over months and years, it loses elasticity, it scars microscopically, it becomes less responsive to normal gentle stimulation, and normal gentle stimulation is exactly what real sex with a real partner feels like.
Oh, they're even doing the Bo Burnham, man. Fucking auto-tune.
I mean, and I tell you what,
just open up my Instagram. I'll just see what ads I get. Right, you keep going.
I took a 1 minute screen record of that, and there was another 3 minutes to go. So I actually hope I get it again.
QWERTY.
What?
QWERTY.
What you call me? Let me see.
A T-shirt ad.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Bluey's big play.
Bit more wholesome than mine.
Vodafone Ireland.
Okay. No, it's all ads, though, isn't it?
No, that's an
Sky,
ad.
Sky. Yeah.
These are people. This is just my stories.
Go back. What was that?
That's like.
No, back again.
It's a guy in my stories.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a Spider-Man review. Okay. It's nothing.
Do you know what the problem is? Is that I keep looking at them.
Dun Stores.
Out of morbid fascination.
Yeah, and then you're feeding the beast.
Military calisthenics start Monday. It's like these AI.
Let's get another one there.
I think you made your point.
Movie. So yeah. You know.
See, the problem is that
I'm normal.
Yeah, the problem. Well, I'm definitely not normal, but I stay looking at them because I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's like, it's clearly AI. And it's like, how did you get that body? Military calisthenics. 15 minutes and all you need is, you know, and a bunch of like depressed, fat looking men behind them. Like all these guys need to know. And I'm like, oh my God, like it's so bad. It's the most interesting thing on Instagram for me now.
I don't get it on my Instagram, but like on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a lot of AI, like fruit and veg slop. Do you get that?
No.
So it's like Apple Tina, and you know, so it's like two apples, and then the woman apple having an affair with a banana, who's her boss, and then they'll have the baby, and it's like, wait a minute, this is a banana baby. Ugh, I must get my revenge.
I want to see it
on Banana Roger or whatever like that. Or you know, it's all this like, you know,
that's great.
It's terrible.
That sounds
and I'm
great.
Sitting there looking at it, I'm like, I'm not clicking into this. But I know if I don't scroll past it, it's just going to like feed more into my algorithm.
Well, this is the problem. It's not even about nowadays. It's not even about what you do. You know, you can interact in whatever way you want. But if you're leaving it up, that's the only thing. Like, I don't follow Fabrizio Romano. I see him every time he posts something.
Ornstein.
Don't even. I love Ornstein. That's how you do it. You get in, you get out.
Ben Jacobs is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
He's closer to Fabrizio than
Ornstein. I genuinely can't stand Fabrizio Romano. Yeah.
I
mean, it's just so.
He's a hustler. He's making a living or
making money off Twitter engagements and fucking all this other shite. But, and it's funny, speaking of ads, I had a bit of a back and forth for doing an ad myself.
Okay.
So I don't know if I was saying to you.
I like these when you tell me what goes on.
Yeah.
Peel behind. The onion.
So this one was. Okay.
Can you name the brand?
Fuck it, yeah. Sentra.
Way we live today.
So that's why I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, little do they know, I used to work there for many a year, the formative years.
I bleed green.
Yes, but...
And blue.
And so the big thing...
And yellow.
Okay. The big thing was... It was July.
More turquoise than yellow.
July, it is a bit. A bit teal.
Ooh.
It's similar, very similar to a previous one I did where it's like, there's the All-Ireland Hurling Final, the World Cup Final, and something else on July 19th.
Mad sports.
Yeah. So it was like, Sentra has everything you need for the full day of sport, right? And I said, okay, well, I'm going to maybe do it like, you know, like spend the day with me as I get ready. And it's just me narrating over what you see.
Oh, you did tell me about this, yeah.
So I had all that, and it was like, you know, little jokes in there of like, I turned to see if my friends enjoyed the game. But then, and it's like, it's just me. And then I turn, and then I realized I had no friends, you know, or it's something like that. And like, do you know what? Like, as with every ad that I've done, I didn't really like it, but I was like, I sent it to them. They were like, yeah, could you just tighten up the editing a bit? I was like, yeah, okay, I'll make it quicker, made it even funnier. Totally, I made a more lively song in the background of it. All this sort of stuff. Oh, if only. And then I sent it to them. They were like, yeah, love it. And I was like, brilliant. And then the day before I was supposed to send it, they were like, yeah, it's still not quite landing. So could you... They wanted me to add a shot of me celebrating harder for the hurling one. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to fix anything. And so it was the first time I kind of pushed back and I was like, to the agency who were like the middle in between, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. It's not like they wanted it in my tone and style.
Yeah, that's which, what it which is. I think this it is the show.
I think it was a bit too like negative for them because it's always something a little dark or something, you know, like not quite like, hey, super happy all the time, just like me. So that's why I was like, so I'm a bit surprised to hear that they're saying now it's not landing when they loved it 2 days ago, you know. And the guy was like, yeah, I wondered that myself. I'll go back to them. But to be fair to the agency, the best possible outcome was that I'm still going to get paid for it, but they're just not going to show it.
Fantastic.
It's like, that's phenomenal. Great. So they're like, sorry about that. Yeah, it's just, it's not really, it doesn't really fit with us or whatever. And I was actually, as the days were going on, I was like, oh, I fucking hope now. Like, I would actually even take... People were saying, well, you still get paid for it. You put in the effort. And I was like, yeah, but I'd rather just not have it. Because even to be honest, I didn't love it, but it was what they asked for, and they said they were happy with it. But
you completed the brief.
I did my bit, you know. So yeah, I was like, fucking brilliant. I don't have the anxiety of this poorly performing ad, but I still get paid. So
I mean, what is an ad these days? Like, you know, it's a social media clip.
Yeah.
You know, like the and I'm, this is no shade on you, my friend, but... The idea of a big ad doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Like an ad on TV.
No.
You know?
And I think the only ad that I've been relatively happy with that I think worked well was the one with DID Electrical, where it was just that the 90% of it before it was just, it was like the committee for making football worse, and it was like people around a round table. And then the last 10 seconds was just, oh, it turns out I'm watching that on a TV.
So it's just like one of your sketches. Like,
and it was just like, it was great. And it, you know, it was okay. But it did, in comparison to the other ads, it was like, oh, that actually worked. Like, great. So I think if more people did it like that, where they were just like, you just do you and just add in a bit about us. Not this whole thing of like, well, you have to hit that and you have to hit that and you have to. It's like, that's just, you know.
The algorithm, you know, it pays our wages.
This is it.
The algorithm would just like you to maybe talk about the cheese a little bit more.
A little bit. Could you just go in a little bit more just on the cheese?
The algorithm's going to be upset if we maybe, like, talk about two other types of cheese. Like, you covered the cheddar, which is on sale, which is great, but you didn't mention the grated mozzarella. Or the fact that we have halloumi on special.
Now,
and the algorithm really wants to push that halloumi.
And our partners actually sponsor Gouda. So if you could throw in something to do with Gouda as well, that would really help the...
Are you a cheese company? What is this?
Is this still Centra?
Hey, you know who likes cheese?
Who?
Odysseus.
Excuse me? Gesundheit.
In the Odyssey.
Go on.
There's a scene where...
So his name is Odysseus.
Yeah, he is Odysseus in the Odyssey. And it's all about him getting back home. Let me ask you. Have you any clue about the Odyssey?
Not one.
Like, have you ever heard Circe before?
No.
The woman who, like, turned people into animals?
No, never.
The sirens?
The underwater...
That's a mermaid. They're not mermaids, but it's like...
They're sirens. Just,
you know the
difference.
Not, yes, I know the difference.
Okay.
They're
underwater female creatures.
No, they're not. They're just women who sit on a rock and they call out to you. They sing.
Oh, they swim. Yeah. Okay.
They're women. They're not always mermaids.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Okay. Forget it. What about the Cyclops?
I've heard of a Cyclops.
Yeah.
Not the Cyclops.
Yeah, but this is from the Odyssey. The Cyclops. Yeah.
Was the Odyssey invent the Cyclops?
This is a fucking, I don't know how many years old Greek poem, man. It invented everything.
Ooh.
And here's something I never realized. There's been a ton of movies that tell the story of the Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
Like, Oh Brother, We're Out There is a loose retelling of the Odyssey.
Right.
a bunch of them. But there's never, this is the first time that they've actually told the story of the Odyssey with all the characters named.
Is it just because it's such an undertaking that no one has dared attempt?
Pretty much. Like, some of the stuff in this, like, it's class. It's really good. It's not.
I had a feeling you'd say that.
It's not my favorite Christopher Nolan. Probably wouldn't be in the top five.
Oh,
for me. But wow. Like, you know,
be honest, Terry.
Yeah.
If it doesn't even crack Christopher Nolan's top five, you can't tell me that you are leaving there without a slight tinge of disappointment.
I wasn't disappointed, but like his highs for me, like Memento, Prestige, Oppenheimer, Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
I'd love to see Dunkirk.
I mean, we'll do him one day.
Yeah, will we?
We will, yeah. Maybe you'll put him on your ballot, huh?
He's not on my ballot. Yeah. I'll say that.
But like, it might be like sixth or seventh in my list.
Okay. Skating.
You know? No, because Christopher Nolan, when he's good, he's really fucking good. He's
the best.
Yeah, he is the best. I'm like,
why do we see this shit about The Dark Knight being... I was looking at IMDb's top 100 movies. Dark Knight was number 2.
I wouldn't have it that high.
Yeah. Wouldn't even be in the top 30, realistically, would it?
I mean, it's the best Batman movie you'll ever see.
More of a Beginsman.
You're such a sap. It's.
I preferred it.
What?
I preferred it. It was more interesting.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was.
No, it wasn't.
I liked it.
Objectively, it's not more interesting.
I liked it.
And I like it too.
I liked it a lot more than The Dark Knight. I'll tell you that. I mean, I liked The Dark Knight. I liked it.
Dark Knight's incredible.
I thought Batman Begins was one of the best Batmen I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. That's in a Christopher Nolan joint, isn't
it? Yeah,
there you go.
The first one. The first Batman movie. They did three of them.
There you go.
They did three of them, for God's sake. But this movie is all about Matt Damon as Odysseus trying to get home to his wife Penelope.
Excuse me?
Penelope. And Tom Holland plays his son.
Oh.
Can't remember his name. A lot of Greek names coming out.
Yeah.
Telemachus.
What sort of accents do they have?
Regular.
Oh.
They all speak regular. Except Tom Holland is doing American. And he's this is the thing that kind of took me out in the first 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, my dad's coming home. I'm like, say father. Don't say dad.
Dad.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Stark.
Stop pointing that sword at my dad.
I like that. And like, Pattinson is just doing a kind of like,
unhinged Pattinson.
He's not even unhinged. He's the bad guy.
Yeah, good.
And he's great. He's probably the best performance in the movie, in my opinion.
He's
my guy.
Right there
he's
now, isn't
guy.
He?
Like, this year, he has The Drama, which is what he was in with Zendaya.
Yeah.
Like, A24's third highest grossing movie of all time.
Wow.
He's got this. He's got a movie with Denzel Washington coming out on Netflix, like a heist movie called Here Comes the Flood.
Ooh.
He's got Dune 3.
Straight to DVD.
Straight to streaming, straight to streaming. But he has Dune 3 coming out, and he has something else, and I'm like...
Is he the one now who would get your ass in the seat? I know it doesn't take much for you to get your ass into a cinema seat.
Of modern... I have a list of like what we'll do, like modern movie stars.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, if you knew nothing about the movie, and you were like, next week, the new Robert Pattinson movie is coming out.
I'm interested.
Out. Here's like, my money.
Him and Timmy and...
Chalamet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Him and Timmy are the two that have the real movie star shit going on.
Do you have a bit of a sickly sweet love for Timothée Chalamet?
No, because he's a bit of a snot boy as well.
That's what I mean. But like, do you feel like, he's good? That's how I think. He's good.
He's impressive. And like, have you seen the Dune 3 trailer?
No.
You're like, what the fuck? He's fucking killing it.
Okay.
Like. So The Odyssey, anyway,
has
Jon Bernthal.
Hey.
Yeah, but he's just being John Bernthal.
Some sort of tough guy, is he?
He plays a king. Let me tell you something about Odysseus.
I like him.
Yeah, me too, when he's acting.
To an extent.
I don't like his podcast content.
I don't know.
I see, and it's like, you have like all these weird right-wing nut jobs, like Joe Rogan-esque guests on. Like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Or like Shia LaBeouf was on. There was a clip going viral. And
I've seen a thing shit, like Shia LaBeouf. It's like where he was talking about what's his name? He Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, yeah. Megalopolis.
Yeah. Where he's saying something about like, I have one regret, and that's and that is you working. You were the most whatever actor. He's like, oh really? He's talking about Brando. I showed up 100 pounds overweight. And I'm the worst. You know, like he's talking to camera like about him, and he's no eyebrows in the clip. I'm like, what's he? He's like looking at like Marilyn Manson. It's like this guy is really not helping his case.
So that was the movie with Megalopolis, which I couldn't make it through.
Megalopolis.
It came out 2 years ago.
Francis Ford. What like? Sharknado.
he sold his winery to make this movie. Adam Driver is in it. Dustin Hoffman.
He told me about this.
I couldn't get through it.
I couldn't get through it.
I turned it off. Like I was like, what?
No, what was wrong with it?
Oh, Andy. Like,
what was wrong?
It was bad.
Like,
all over the place. Like, totally all over. And I was like, huh? What? Like Mark Wahlberg, like, huh?
What? Huh? If you couldn't finish it.
So it's bad, in my opinion. But then there's a documentary that's supposed to be excellent about the making of it called Mega Doc.
I'd be more interested.
And apparently LaBeouf is like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, he is.
Total maniac. In the documentary that like
wow. He is properly insane. Should not be walking around
and
by himself.
Do you know FKA Twigs? Have you heard of this? It's a singer.
No.
She's a singer. They were
FKA
formerly
Twigs.
Known as Twigs. That's me right up your alley, by the way. Don't you give me that shit where it's like, that's the name of some punk pop emo band that you'd be like, from the 2000s.
Something combining letters and numbers.
CKY.
Hey,
you know?
Turn it down.
So don't be like, FKA Twigs? What?
B-O-Z-O.
Boyzone? So, apparently he was like quite abusive, like physically to her, like choking her and beating the shit out of her.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
Fucking shite bag. Yeah. Anyway, back to the Odyssey. It's great. You know what the best thing about it is?
Yeah.
It's all real. Bar a couple of bits with the CGI. But like, they're on a boat and it's like 30 people on a boat fucking rowing it in the ocean. You're like, we used to do this. Now, I know it costs a lot of money now.
Yeah.
But it's made like 250 million already.
How much did it cost to make?
I think about 250 million. Like, okay. So it's already, you know, even.
Would you not be so nervous about spending all that money?
That's why you're the fucking king, though. That's
I guess
why,
they get.
That's why you're Spielberg. That's why you're Nolan. That's why you're Cameron. Like, that's why you're the big budget blockbuster guy.
You got the confidence in yourself. You got the fucking.
You'd like this. Like, the whole film is shot in IMAX. First film ever to be shot totally in IMAX. And he's worked with IMAX for years upon years. And he's worked with them to, I think they, previously, like the most you could record at the time was 3 minutes.
Right.
And he's now developed a bunch of new technology. One of them, I think it's called either the bubble or the sponge that they wrap around the camera because the IMAX camera is so loud, you can't pick up on the dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why he used it for like action scenes most of the time.
Right.
But the whole movie is shot. So like they muffled the sound of it. To see it like and it looks incredible.
Do you know, I've got a newfound respect for camera fucking
guys
geeking.
Yeah,
when I see Tom Cruise and Kevin McCarthy. I love Kevin McCarthy, by the way. He's a American interviewer or whatever for movies, but super into movies. He's kind of like you, like American
and successful
quite handsome.
I mean, well,
similar in that respect, of course, but
thank you.
Him geeking out with Tom Cruise about some old camera that they were talking a similar thing. It's quite noisy, so they had to figure out how to.
If he made this movie 15 years ago, Tom Cruise could have been Odysseus. Because it is that Matt Damon, Tom Cruise thing of like, Odysseus is the best. He's the best at fucking everything.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where it's like, I'm too good. Like a lot of the movie is, we're doing this now.
And is he like Supernatural?
They go to an island. They're like, we're not going home. The whole thing is Troy, the Battle of Troy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Trojan horse is a big plot point.
Oh, very good.
It actually starts.
I know that. I've heard of that.
It starts with the horse on the beach.
Right.
And it's like the Trojans take it out of the beach and they bring it in to.
I mean, how do they fucking.
This is it. The people are fucking pulling it.
But I mean, hey, look, sorry about all that.
Well, the whole thing, Andy, in it. The whole
Here's
thing,
a horse.
The whole thing is Zeus's law is if a stranger comes to you, you have to treat them with respect. And that's where that clip with Patterson being like, get these beggars out of here, is that like saying that's not in Zeus's law.
Right, right.
Because
right.
the whole thing is a beggar could be a god disguising himself and you could fuck yourself over. By right.
Turn him
so
away.
The whole thing is they've given us a gift. We accept the gift because that's the way we do things. Yeah. This is what we do in this civilization.
Let me just inspect it for a little bit. Let me just
they do.
Rap on the side.
They do that. There's a bit where like they stick swords into it and somebody gets got and he's like, oh, and they're all like putting their hands over him. And like, as they're pulling the blade up, somebody's like wiping the blood off
it.
Oh,
nice.
It's fucking class. Like, the sacking of Troy is brilliant. But like, it's like, a lot of it is, well, that's done. We've been on the beach for 10 years. Now to go home. And Agamemnon and his army, he's the king.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they go off one way and Odysseus and his men is like, we're going this way.
Fuck you.
I've done enough for Agamemnon. Let's go. And then they go off, completely off course. And it's one mistake after another of the hubris of Odysseus to be like, we're going to go to this island. And it's like, there's a Cyclops here. Oh, no. I'm like, they're trapped in a cave with the Cyclops. And the reason about cheese is like, they go into the cave and it's like, Matt Damon's like, there's sacks of cheese here. Oh, it's pretty good. And then like, it's the Cyclops comes in. It's his cheese.
Who ate my cheese?
Well, it's kind of like that. He's like, huh? And then he sees the people and he's like, oh, go, go. Like, eats two and then goes to sleep. And like, then like 50 of the men are like stuck in this cave with a giant Cyclops. They're like, how do we get out of here?
Oh. Well, that sounds all right. I bet the only problem is for me that it's probably, what, 3 hours plus?
250.
Okay.
250. Yeah.
And what did you give it on Letterboxd out of interest?
4.5.
Okay.
It is, you know.
Yeah.
It's top tier Hollywood filmmaking.
Did it live up to your expectations? No. This is a question. Did it live up to your expectations?
It did live up to my expectations because my expectations were, I'm not a huge, like, I've never read The Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I wasn't being like,
That's not true to the story.
I'm not like, Helena Troy is not Lupita Nyong'o. How can you class the most beautiful black woman in the world as Helen of Troy? Blah, 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 blah. Or like, Elliot Page is not supposed to be in this movie. You can't have a trans actor in this movie. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the, I don't know if you saw like Musk and all of them are like melting down over the you've gone woke. Nolan's Odyssey is woke, and it's like,
who said it's Elon Musk?
Yeah, and all his minions, and it's like they're like, we're gonna make sure this is like, you know, review bombed. Or it's like I think they said for a movie that's opened over 100 million.
Yeah.
Had the lowest drop ever in its second weekend.
Right.
So like it made 150.
So it's still going strong.
150 domestic in its opening weekend, made 87 its next opening weekend, which is incredible.
Oh.
That's like 250, its budget made back in 2 weekends.
That's good.
It's got, and apparently you can't in America, like you can't get a seat in the IMAX 70mm till like.
Yeah, like I've seen that where there's normal cinemas, it's like half of it's cut off practically.
What do you mean?
Like in the IMAX you see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Well, like, the IMAX is.
In widescreen, it's like there's a good chunk of video that's not.
Well, that's what IMAX is. Like, it's the wider, the bigger screen.
Why don't they just have them all like that?
Because the cat.
Does anyone really think that that very thin strip of widescreen is the optimal way to take in a full movie? Isn't IMAX. Do we not have it with the fucking. Whatever you call it. Like before widescreen, whatever that
was. VistaVision.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, was that not fine?
Yeah, but then that went away because film is so heavy. They shoot on digital now most of the time. This was 70mm. So like you see the pops and the crackles. You see the film stock.
Good, I like that.
It's great, man.
All right, well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
If we ever get to a Christopher Nolan mini series on Patreon, I'll be forced to check it out. You may be interested to know, folks, that our new Patreon mini series will be dictated by me. Well, more so the patrons, but I'll be the one giving
Andy's
them the
options.
Andy's
setting the table. These guys choose the menu.
They're going to be chowing down big time on my picks, okay?
On your picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Just right? Wanted to make sure you said that's the word I heard.
Epics.
Oh, I have some random trivia for you.
Oh, please.
Hey, your dream girl.
Please. Who?
Cameron Diaz.
In The Mask.
Yes.
Circa 1994.
Do you know who she's married to?
No. Cameron Diaz.
Take a guess.
I honestly have no.
I get you the exact name.
Singer or actor?
Singer. Musician.
Oh, I actually have no clue. Could be anybody.
What have I said? See it on TV.
Oh, not your man from Good Charlotte.
Benji? Benji? Yeah.
Ugh.
Did you know that?
No.
What a random fact, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Who knows?
He's a bit of a fucking dope, though, isn't he?
They do look like they're missing a chromosome, the two of them. Like,
is she a bit of a dope now?
I mean...
Good luck to them.
God bless, you know.
They're in love.
Married for over 10 years.
No, 10 years?
Yeah.
That's like 20 years in normal people.
I only actually have two random trivia. Unless you've got anything for me.
I got some.
But here's one. Who is the Dutch national team's record all-time goal scorer?
The Dutch. Johan Cruyff?
No.
Yeah.
He's much worse player than him.
Worse?
Yeah.
It's not Gakpo.
No.
Van der Vaart?
No.
Oh. Hang on.
He played at the World Cup this year. He played this year? Yeah, he is still playing. Played the World Cup this year. Did not start a game, I don't think.
Oh.
And he currently plies his trade in Brazil.
No idea.
Memphis Depay.
He's the top goal scorer?
Record goal scorer ever for the... And
I can't picture one goal.
There is nobody close to him.
What's he got?
Like, he's got like 54 goals or something like
that. And what's the next?
Well, the next one is like Van Persie. And then the next one before that, like Van Nistelrooy. And
Kluivert?
All them. Like, they're up at the, like, everybody below him for like 30 goals is retired.
Wow.
And it's like Gakpo, if you say, he's like 17 or so. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's nobody current anywhere near him. And it's like, am I going to die? And he's going to be the top goal scorer.
I can't have it.
He's like, on my deathbed. He's coming out. He's coming too. He's like, is Memphis Depay still the Dutch leading goal scorer? Like,
by miles. Good night.
It's like, yeah, Grandpa, by miles. Like, I love you.
All right, I got some facts.
Yeah, you got
some. They're not at all, they're just general trivia.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
See if I can get them.
I'm just telling you, there is no guess in this.
Why don't you let
You
me
didn't
guess?
Specify.
Yeah, but if you have some, let me guess. Like, if you have a fact, then you put it in the form of a question. I'll see if I can get it.
No, there's no possible way.
Well,
okay.
Try it.
25% of all known animal species are... What species or what animal?
Animal. Bird?
No.
Lizard?
More of a bug.
Bug? Insect?
I'll just
spider.
Say. No. It says here, 25% of all known animal species are beetles.
Hmm.
Didn't know that. Did you?
Of all known animal species.
It sounds like it's not true, but apparently it is. I fact checked it, and I didn't just ChatGPT this shit. Tyrannosaurus Rex is closer to the iPhone than it was to the Stegosaurus.
Really?
Because that was 60 million years ago, and the Stegosaurus was like 180 million years ago or something.
Wow.
So how about that?
Are they both Jurassic?
No.
Period?
No, Tyrannosaurus is Jurassic, and I think the Stegosaurus is Cretaceous or something like that. But like 100 million years before.
While we're on the topic of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
We have some dinosaur books in the house for the kids. Am I crazy or have the names of dinosaurs changed since we were kids? There's all these...
I haven't heard of an Allosaurus in a long time.
No, Allosaurus is fairly common.
That there still?
Yeah, yeah. Good. But it wasn't when I was a kid.
Oh, see, I remember that
a
one as
Podosaurus?
A kid. No.
See, like, that's...
I feel like there's more. I feel like as a kid there was like 12...
There was like
that
five.
Were popular.
There was the raptor. There was
T-Rex, Stegosaurus,
Bronchosaurus.
That one with the fucking horns.
The spitter. Oh no! Yeah, okay.
You know whatever that's like. Called. Triceratops.
Yeah.
Maybe
about 10.
Yeah.
And now I think there's like
hundreds.
30. 30 that are like commonly used. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, the raptor looks different. The raptor's got feathers now.
What?
Yeah. If you look up a raptor on your phone now, it's like a bird. It's got feathers.
Everything they taught us was a lie.
I know. As far as I'm concerned, I have locked Jurassic Park in my brain, and anything that came after that, I don't care about. That's what I've decided is true. All right, next. There were sharks swimming in the water before there were trees on Earth. If Earth's entire 4.5 billion year history were compressed into 24 hours, humans would appear in the last 5 seconds.
Isn't that mad?
How about that? 24 hours and only in the last 5 seconds. And that's
why when we destroy the planet and the human race has ended.
It's pretty quick, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, you did it pretty quick
in
comparison.
But it just means when we're gone, the Earth will still keep going.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It'll just needs to get rid of humans.
The problem is, though, that I think for us to be gone, the Earth will also have to be gone. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I don't think
You don't think that we're going to be...
There's no scenario where we're gone, but the Earth is totally healthy.
I think
where are we going? And why would we go if the Earth is healthy? Do you know what I mean?
No, the Earth gets healthy once the virus...
Once we're gone. Yeah, sure.
But maybe
I think it'd be too late. You know what I mean?
No, I think like once we go and fuck up another planet.
Yeah, we'll fuck up Mars for a bit.
Earth will get healthy.
Earth can take a
breather. Then we come back to Earth and it's like, green everywhere.
Let's plow it. Yeah. Or let's fucking pulverize it.
It's going to be Wall-E. You know, it's going to be Wall-E. Yeah.
And then the last one is... There are more possible ways to shuffle a deck of 52 cards than there are atoms on Earth.
What?
Yeah. And that's some sort of mental, like, so, and another side
That
fact,
can't be right.
I swear, look it
like
up.
Like, types of atom or, like, actual?
Atoms on Earth. There's that.
It's you can't like, shuffle a deck.
I swear, that's it. That's why it's such an unbelievable fact.
It is not believable.
I swear. And every time you shuffle a deck of cards, it's never been in that order, ever. How about that?
Eh? Man, oh man.
This is the exact reactions that I wanted for these facts. You're giving me the juice.
You want to talk a bit of football?
Yeah, sure. I'm fucking pumped that we're coming back.
So, Diamande gone.
Good luck to him.
Barcola.
I mean, it looks like it's progressing.
Apparently
just a small matter of the 170 million fee that they're looking for.
170 million euros. So what's that, 150?
Yeah. But like, I would have thought on paper, I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about either of them, but I would have thought Diamande would have been more expensive.
I think it's the fact that Barcola has played in that Champions League winning team 2 years in a row. Like, Diamande has won nothing.
He's already playing for PSG, PSG premium, isn't it?
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why would we sell him to you? We're the kings.
You
want to buy him, you got to pay.
Is this loser talk, okay? If you were to offer me, you have to give me two options. One is spunk 170. One is spunk. Okay. Two is no spunk. I choose spunk every time. Okay.
Every day.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally.
But you say 170 million on Barcola and get a couple others if you can. Or a
couple of others. That's your lot.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, he's the big thing. Or you say, give me the championship's hottest prospect and you get a centre mid. Or you get a centre mid, a centre back, and a right back. You know what I mean?
It's interesting because the way I'm looking at it and the way United seems to be going about their business now is kind of the second option. Where you're like, bought Santos 50 mil, two preseason friendlies, but I like what I've seen.
Yeah,
we bought Tielemans,
35
mil, which is, I think, is a really good bit of business.
That's good.
And then it's like
very un-Man United like.
Or very Man United like
back in the day, sure.
Back when we were successful.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, why don't we just copy that template?
Yeah, I know.
And they're talking about Ollie Watkins as like a squad player for like 35 million. And I'm like,
so would he want that?
Probably. Like, you go play in Old Trafford.
You want to be a main man.
But he wanted, like, he rotated last year at Villa. And then by the end, he was banging the goals in, went to the World Cup, didn't get a minute, but whatever.
I don't know why I don't respect Ollie Watkins at all.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something about him that just makes you go, shut up, Ollie.
Yeah, I get you.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, maybe it was the kind of hair that he had before. I don't know. But,
like, 35 million for some. Like, we've already got our main striker in last year.
Yeah.
Like, I think Sesko.
Yeah.
Have you seen his
Big
arms?
Ben, no.
Fucking hell, Andy.
Yeah, but could that hinder you?
Well, I mean, Gyökeres is built.
Yeah, but like Gyökeres doesn't have a brain. Like,
that's true.
Like, he really doesn't.
No. You can see it in his face. It's just, there's nothing there behind the eyes.
Sesko, I think this year he's gonna fucking bang them in. He's got the, you know, that drug, but like first season adaptation.
Just
period.
Working it out.
Yeah, and he's still got like 12 league goals or something. Didn't play a full season. He was in and out quite a bit. So like, if you brought in Watkins and they're talking about another left full, and I've kind of given up hope on our big centre mid signing.
Who?
I don't know, but like, it's kind of...
Oh, that you won't get one.
Yeah, and it'll be like another... They're talking about another Premier League player, whether it's Scott or, you know, somebody else for like the 50 million range again. And I'd be okay with that because you're building a squad.
But that's what I mean. Like,
You're building a squad. And then next year, like, if you stay consistent and do a bit of a title push and finish in the top four again, and then you have more Champions League money coming in, and then next year you start adding in the jewels in your crown.
Get the base.
Like, if you look at Arsenal, like, as much as I'm loathe to admit it, they're a well-run club, and now they can drop. Like, there's been linked with Vinny Jr. I'm like, I don't think he's going to go, first of all. But like, I'm like, the mere fact that it'd be like, we can actually afford to pay $500,000 a week to this guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Now, they're not going to do it, probably, but like, that kind of stuff where, like, they put the blocks in, and now every other signing is a 50, 60 million pound signing.
Yeah, you know? And it feels like now with Arsenal that there's no signing where it's like, well, we needed that.
Not really.
It's just like, oh, this will further improve the squad.
Yeah, do. So we had two there, and we got rid of the one that was, he was a good number two, and now our guy that was number one, well, he'll probably become number two because we brought in a better number one. You're like, well, those two that you have are pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Stop stockpiling.
Stop doing that. Yeah. So, I kind of feel with Liverpool or whatever, I'm like, do you know, like, I don't know if this is like too, like, you know, oh, we should be looking at the best players. But like,
you did that last year.
I think, and it did not work.
How'd that work?
I think Iraola is the perfect manager to get a tune out of a player with a good work rate, good attitude. I don't know if Barcola is that. I know he's talented. I don't know anything about his attitude or anything like that. But I don't know if I'd want to break the bank for him. Like,
it's just interesting. Yeah, it's just interesting that you... I think you need another centre mid.
Yeah. And it's a narrative. Haven't. It's a narrative that we could do without, like, another flop.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. All eyes on you. It's like, it's just... I'd rather just...
Ekitike was
good. Oh, yeah.
But like, Wirtz, Isak.
Wirtz and Isak were the two big ones.
And, you know, Isak injured.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for most of the season.
Yeah.
What was it, broken leg? Double leg fracture?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. As he scored. Yeah. The first Isak-like goal he scored for us. Like, like, fuck's sake.
So, you know, I think I would be option two. Loser talk, sure, but like...
Yeah, but I think, yeah.
I mean,
I think I would too.
It's what Fergie, like, did.
Mm.
For most of his career at United, if you're looking at it,
yeah,
like, best players, Vidic, fucking 7 million.
Yeah.
Evra, 5 million. Park Ji-sung, like, 4 million or something.
Robertson,
like that.
Like, from relegated Hull, 8 million. Million. Wijnaldum was relegated with Newcastle when we got him. Million, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, like, there's,
like,
not...
there's ways to do it. Like, and then it was the outliers were like Rooney.
Yeah.
You know, 30 million at the time for an 18-year-old was crazy. But obviously, he played for us for fucking 10 plus years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was ones that he tried that didn't work out. Like, Varane.
Yeah.
Van Nistelrooy did work out. But at the time, it was like, that's a lot of money. £19 million.
Yeah.
But more often than not, he was savvy.
He knew how to do it.
Savvy with his thing. Or even, like, they spent $16 million on Carrick. Played, like, he won the league in his, like, 3 years in a row when he joined. And, like, played until... I actually forgot. Like, he was still playing, like... under Mourinho.
Was he?
Carrick was playing in that Europa League season.
Solid.
Fucking
solid,
Mr. Dependable.
Player. Like. Solid player. Huh?
Unbelievable. More than solid, though. Like, he was class.
I feel like I never heard anything about Carrick. You know what I mean? He's always in the team, and he's always... He's a 7 out of 10 every game.
But like, actually, I mean? then you look at him, and you're like, look at that pass. Fucking hell, he's gone 40 yards over the top and Rooney's just lashed it in. Like,
but you know what annoys me is that, like, we have to wait now, all the transfer back and forth, like, Gray, and then pre-season's like, do we read something into it? Not really, but that was good, but can't get too excited. And then, back. Finally, we're back. It's like international break immediately.
Apparently, it's the longest international break ever, this one as well, coming up. It's like, we just had a fucking World Cup.
Why do they hate me? Why do they
Great
hate me?
Question.
But anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But.
Great. We get into a banger?
Please.
It's bangers for Andy. Fuck you, Four Eyes.
That, of course, is the team for Bangers for Andy. Was that last thing where you were going along the different...
It was that Truman Show, you know. The chimes, like... broke out all the stops
great,
today.
Very good.
So I gave you a song.
You did?
By Reef.
Reef.
Called Place Your Hands.
I'm going to place it right now on the track, and we'll come back after this. Nailed it.
Oh, and the way that the feel right now. Oh, Lord, it's me. So place your eyes on my home. Run your fingers through my soul. All right, that's it. Oh, and the way that we feel right now.
Andy, what did you think
of Reef?
Yeah. Had you heard the song before?
Yes, I have. I like parts of it. It's an undeniable riff, but it sounds very America, California. I was only looking at them today.
Really?
And I was like, oh, they're British.
Like, from Leicester or whatever.
I was like, listen, but like, let me just get, I mean, this is such a fucking, like,
you think it sounds American? I think it sounds like off to the side Britpop. As really,
this sounds like
Primal Scream. Like
for me, I kind of get a like Chili Peppers.
Actually thinking I should play a Chili Peppers. Like, oh, this is that's like
it's California.
No, that's me. That's like
and his voice. It sounds like a. It's like Crash Test Dummies or fucking
ooh,
you know like yeah. That. Like that's what I thought the whole time, yeah. And I was like, you know what? It's a certain lifestyle. It's not, you know, I don't live there, but I can. It's that sort of sunny LA, like 90s. You know, give it away now, like that sort of
you thought that?
Era. Mm. That's what I thought, and then I looked at it. I was like, spat out my coffee. I was like, they're fucking a bunch of bloody tans. But
Brits out.
Just try that in.
We say a lot in my house. Brits out.
But one thing I don't like about the song is I feel like the chorus lets it down. I feel like it's a bit like
put your hands on, put your hands on.
Yeah, I was just you know, I kind of like it's an interesting vocal. It's like
place your hands.
It's all that sort of stuff. But I didn't really. I thought it's like they're kind of just phoning in the chorus, like put your hands on, put your, you know, like. And I was just like I knew it anyway. I knew what the chorus was, but I was like, you know.
The reason I chose
really
it
hit me with something, you know.
The reason I chose it is
what
like,
movie was it in?
No, not movie.
Oh,
it's just one that I remember fondly from my childhood.
Oh,
because you were hitting me with all sorts of crappy punk rock.
Well, subjective, but
And then I was like, what was my childhood? And then I was like, oh, butt rock. All right. Like,
butt rock.
Yeah. I was like, that's a good level of butt rock.
Yeah.
It's like one away from like.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're in that area.
It's an undeniable riff, I will say. I'd probably give it maybe, I'd give it a 7. At the time when I first heard it, I was like, yeah, I've heard it, don't know if I like this one. And then I listened to it again. Let's do it 3 times. And then I listened to it. By the second time, I was like, you know what? I can't deny that riff. And the verses, to be honest. I just don't really like the chorus. Mm. But everything else, thumbs up.
Like, do you like, do you remember Embrace?
I don't. I remember they were around. I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
Yeah, they're kind of in that. Or like, yeah, one I was going to put on was Terrorvision. Do you remember Terrorvision?
No.
Do you remember the song Tequila? Oh, tequila, it makes me happy. Oh, tequila, I feel alive. Oh, tequila. Oh, here we go.
Oh my god.
Oh, tequila when it opens.
Sean.
Something? Not Sean Locke. It's Sean. He's the Irish guy. Yeah.
From Buzzcocks.
From Buzzcocks, and he hung around on Channel 4 a lot. Probably was friends with Chris Evans.
I hadn't heard that song in 25 years. Yeah. I was not aware.
All in the big soup of like. Not really A tier Britpop.
No,
but
the B tier. But like
sometimes
each
C.
Each band has at least one.
You were a top 10. You had at least one top 10 hits. You know, because when I was listening to when I was listening to Reef, it was like next one up was Primal Scream.
I know nothing about Primal Scream. I don't know what they sound like. I don't know what the lead singer sounds like. Don't know what they look like. They were around the 90s, 80s, 90s?
Happy Mondays around that. It's that Manchester scene.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because, like, I've only recently kind of gotten into, like, the Stone Roses and stuff.
But they were, like, 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. They were, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So they're a few years before Oasis kind of job. Yeah. And Happy Mondays probably would be around the same. And Primal Scream would probably be around the same as well.
Oh, I knew nothing of them.
They're okay. They're good. Yeah. Like, you know, like, there's that song. Forget it. I don't even have the mental faculties.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Is that it?
Yeah, we'll wrap it up there, yeah.
Listen, folks. Those of you who've been with us for quite some time will know that for 2 weeks in August, the studio that we're recording in right now closes, unfortunately. It's also my office and we close. And I'm not allowed to come in on off times for insurance reasons. But so unfortunately, we have to take a little break for 2 weeks. We will be putting up some Patreon freebies to entice those freeloading SOBs. Oh, sorry, that's you. Or it's not, if you're already a member. So keep an eye out for that. We will, I'm just throwing Terry in now, but I will certainly try and get at least a solo record in. But it's hard when I am, it's just me and my crazy family. And when I have a bit
crazy
of off time.
Crazy family.
Day after day. Oh, very, 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 very quickly. I don't know if I was saying to you, of like, Myla has a new thing now. So she has a report back, like, diagnosed autistic. All right, great to get that. She celebrates that fact by this new development where she will just, she's still not potty trained, she's turned 4. She will now, if she does a shit, will reach into her nappy and smear it all over her room, her bed, her hair, her face, her pajamas. And it's now becoming a daily, sometimes twice daily occurrence. And
that's tough, man.
I can't take it. it's fine, but it's kind of like I know she's ready to be potty trained because she's like, yeah. Anyway, but
we've stopped nappies at night with our little guy.
Oh yeah,
and
just a wet bed every morning.
Every other morning, it's a wet bed. Yeah. Up, 5:30 this morning, got up. I wet myself, and I'm like, oh man. Okay, come on into the bathroom, and I'll clean you off and get you some new pajamas, and then like I'm bringing a mattress downstairs. Thankfully, the heat is such that you can just like pop yeah. it outside; it'll dry.
I know.
I'm just like, ugh.
That's what we keep saying to her, because we want to say like, because she doesn't really understand, but like, if you need to do a poo, just tell us you've done a poo. But like, she won't say that. But then, so we're trying to balance, like, I don't want her to be afraid to poo. Mm. But, you know, anyway. So with all that going on, it's hard to get a solo one in. But I will try to get a solo pod in over the off season.
I've been doing a bit of a deep dive in my spare time into mid-budget studio thrillers from the 90s. Ooh. I think I have an episode in me there. I watched a movie. I bought a movie.
Hell yeah.
Called Unlawful Entry. Have you heard of this movie?
Is this R-rated?
No. It is R-rated because it has Ray Liotta in it. Ray Liotta and Kurt Russell.
Ooh.
A bunch of yuppies. Kurt Russell and his wife. A
couple of men.
Are yuppies. And Ray Liotta is the cop that kind of becomes obsessed with them after their house gets burgled. And it's... I'm like... Well, you know...
They don't make them like this.
They fucking don't, man. Like, somebody just put some money into a movie.
I'm going to stop you.
Please.
I'm going to stop you there so you can hear all that on Terry's solo cast when I am not
I think
around.
I'm going to do Pacific Heights as well. Matthew Modine and Michael Keaton.
But if you can't do that, what you can do is one more better now.
Griffin.
Nothing better than to soothe your pangs of missing us. By subscribing to the Patreon, where we have hundreds and hundreds of episodes there. Some might say our best work. I would be one of them. For the low, low fee of €5 a month, and you get access to all our mini-series, such as What's So Great About the MCU? What's So Great About Ryan Gosling? What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies? What's So Great About 90s Action? What's So Great About Heist Movies? The movies of Tony Scott? The movies of 2007? The movies of Matt Damon? And we're currently doing the movies of Danny Boyle and a bunch of other top five lists and everything else for a mere $5 a month. We're losing money on the deal. So.
Did you hear Ryan Gosling, the big news from San Diego Comic-Con?
Can't say that I have.
He's going to be Ghost Rider in the MCU.
I don't know what that means.
They're really scraping the barrel. Wow. You not remember Nicolas Cage was Ghost Rider?
Oh, yeah.
The Flaming Skull.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be Ryan Gosling.
Gosling with his, like, expressionless face. Like,
I know, Andy.
Hey, what's up?
Andy, come on now, Andy.
We've been over this. Yeah.
Don't start up with me, Andy.
But that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. Well, if you can't pay the low fee of €5 a month, you can do me one more better. Now give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah, T.
Traditionally, the Cyclops only has one eye.
Okay.
And in Christopher Nolan's Odyssey, he only has one eye. But I don't want a one-star review. I want a five-star review.
How does he do it, folks?
Give me a five freaking star review. Really helps grow the podcast, we think.
We think so.
Yeah.
I really must bring back the I want a five-star review t-shirt merch.
Mm.
And all of our merch. I mean, I think I had it up on a story. No, it's on. You can get it on the link in our bio. If you want some podcast merch, by the way, the link's on our bio. But until then.
Adios.
Adios. Thanks for watching and listening. And we will see you in a few.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.